This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. If you just joined us, a lot going on. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. President Donald Trump coming. You may have just heard that in the newscast and knew that he was coming to talk about the partnership between U.S. Steel and Nippon, the Japanese company who for the last couple of years has wanted to find a way to be a part of this, and apparently they have worked things out. We'll get the details today. If people want to attend, Paul, it's not necessarily a wide open event, or is it?
Well, what I'm picking up on social media is that the employees were sent an email with a link to RSVP and have a background check done beforehand. And apparently it was for employees and the families of the employees. So perhaps it is open to the public, but for a select group of the public. I don't know. Maybe it's the size of the event venue that's going to limit how many people they can have. But from what I'm reading here, a post on Facebook has a son that works there and showed her the email that he received about this. We've been searching for a link. There have been reports that said the event is open to the public, but we haven't been able to find a link anywhere about that. And the only things I'm seeing are turning up on social media, and they've been helpful so far. By the way, I also ran across, as I was digging around, a Facebook post called Protest the President. And they say, come hold signs and chant outside the rally at One Camp Hollow Road, West Mifflin. Details updated as they come out.
Yeah, that's not unusual. Every president, everywhere they go, there's somebody not happy about something. Trying to find that link, and you're right. It's they said just go to the link, but it says to attend the Trump rally in Pittsburgh today, you'll need secure tickets.
Where are you getting this from?
I just asked artificial intelligence.
The artificial intelligence results I get is no relevant information.
Right. This says, check the official Donald J. Trump website, the most reliable source for rally information and ticket
Donald
registration.
So, J. Trump website.
That's got to be easy to find, right?
Yeah. Home, Donald J. Events. First thing you get is a pop-up, buy merch.
You want to get a hat.
Let's see here. Events. Let's see here. Click on that. See what he's got. No events scheduled.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah.
And the U.S. Steel Irwin Works, somebody said, you mean Irwin? No, it's Irwin. It's Irwin. It's a plant there that they call it the Irwin Works, and it is in West Mifflin. So the 747 Air Force One will land at the county airport, and they brought in those C-130s to bring the vehicles in a couple of days ago, I think. You know, the armored car that is the limo, and that's a whole squadron of people that go on these kind of things.
Again, the question I'm asking on this particular web search is, where do I register for the U.S. Steel Rally in West Mifflin? And it comes back with pretty much nothing.
So anybody trying to find this, they're not making it easy.
It's making sense to me from this post. It came on the Washington County Republican Party page on Facebook. A woman says that her son works there. The employees got an email that with a link for anyone wanting to go. They have to RSVP. There'll be a background check. And it was for employees and family. So apparently it is limited right now. And I mean, we can't find a link, so that makes sense right now. If things change, we'll put that information out immediately.
Yeah, they're not making it easy, even though they said, if you want to go, just go to the website. Well,
yeah, the website is an old campaign website. The Donald J. Trump that I put in, that's an old campaign website with not much going on there.
What about through the White House?
Check that first thing this morning.
No,
only thing that's available there is his fairly precise schedule for the whole day today, in fact.
All right, what else is going on this weekend? There is actually a lot. Beach Boys are at that new Timber Rock Amphitheater up near Nemacolin.
Oh.
With Mike Love. I asked him.
He just doesn't get tired of doing this, does he?
Do you remember when we had him on last year?
I do.
Just ask him. He was on the tour bus. I'm like, Mike, you're like a superstar legend here. What are you doing on the tour bus? He goes, I still love it. I still love to perform.
I was doing a pregame show in Jacksonville on the Jaguars network, and Mike Love was scheduled to sing the national anthem, and he was walking by, and I waved. It was during a commercial break. I waved and said hello, and he came over and sat down and was happy to interview for about a half hour. He loved every minute of it. Well, I enjoyed talking with him. Terrific guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, I asked, speaking of concerts, obviously we're talking about George Strait and Chris Stapleton tomorrow night at Acrisure. So I walked over and asked Cal and Amanda from Y108. I said, when I say Chris Stapleton, what's the first song that pops up?
Whiskey.
Tennessee Whiskey.
Yep.
I don't know if this is it or not. Let me see. I went to the archives. That ain't it.
Holy smokes.
I got it.
There's Tennessee Whiskey. There you go.
All right. This is Chris Stapleton's number one song, of which he has many. And then we mentioned George Strait has 60 number one songs. That's crazy. All right. We'll just
think about it this way. If he played all 60, how long would you have to be there?
I never thought of that. That's such a great question. Do you know Tennessee Whiskey, Aaron? Would you like to drink some Tennessee Whiskey?
Of course I do.
See, now, I'm a bourbon guy, so I'm a Kentucky bourbon type. But Tennessee Whiskey's okay in a pinch.
What's the difference?
The way it's made, basically.
Yeah, they have these bourbon crawls in Kentucky. When we were there to play Louisville with Pitt, that's a big deal there. Anyway.
Yes, there's such a thing as bourbon tourism, Larry.
I'm sure it's very popular.
And did you know that Jack Daniels is made in Tennessee in a dry county in Tennessee?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Driving the day's news every weekday afternoon at 5 with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. One of the stories that it came and went pretty quick, but there's more follow-up since they've been released from prison. And that is Todd and Julie Chrisley, who had a very popular reality show, and both went to prison in different places for fraud, up to $30 million. And they have been released, pardoned by Donald Trump, and they have two children. Their daughter spoke at the Republican convention this summer, and then yesterday, Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight interviewed the son, Chase, about the pardon and release.
It was a beautiful moment. I mean, my family, I don't think it really hit me until they were both home. And I got to see my mom and dad hug each other and embrace each other. We were all hugging each other and crying. And it was just a beautiful moment and answered prayers for sure.
Do you remember the moment when they saw each other?
Oh, yeah.
What was the first reaction?
They both just burst into tears. And my dad wrapped his arms around my mom, and I don't think he's let go. And I don't think he'll ever let go.
How will your family eventually clear their name?
As far as I'm concerned, our family's name has been cleared with a presidential pardon.
And to those people who don't believe your family's name has been cleared, what do you say?
I think, you know, I mean, you saw the outcome.
Yeah.
So, we'll pray for you.
Do you think they'll ever go back to reality television?
It's too early to tell. I mean, my mom and dad, we'll have to have a family conversation about that.
That is Chase Chrisley. The show, Chrisley knows best, 10 seasons. The Southern multimillionaires who were real estate developers and entrepreneurs had this very successful show, but at some point, they were convicted, obviously, and sent to prison for fraud and fraudulent, and those charges related around acquiring money around real estate, in part.
If I understand this right, and I don't know the story well because, A, I don't watch reality TV shows, and B,
we're too busy living it.
Yeah, and B, I don't have the time necessarily to follow pop culture news. But if I understand it correctly, the president pardoned this couple because he felt their sentences were excessive, that they were being unfairly punished.
Yeah, the couple had been sentenced to 19 years total after they were convicted in 2022 of conspiring to defraud banks in Atlanta out of more than $30 million in loans by submitting false documents. The family will reportedly return to television with a new series on Lifetime that will chronicle their legal fight and eventual release from prison. And I would imagine that there are a lot of people who would find it kind of fascinating. All these reality shows have viewers, a lot of them too.
Well, I mean, it is a true story, and it's not your typical story, right?
No,
and what did they really do? Do they claim that they're innocent, or do they feel that they were unfairly prosecuted, or they didn't get a fair trial? Those are questions I would have if I were going to watch that show.
Yeah, so the backstory is this. The Chrisleys, as I detailed, $30 million in loans that they say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They defrauded banks in Atlanta. They were found guilty of tax evasion, obscuring their earnings while showcasing a luxurious way of living that authorities said included high-priced cars, designer clothes, real estate, and travel, but they were already multimillionaires. Reportedly, prosecutors said the couple walked away from their responsibility for repayment when Todd Chrisley declared bankruptcy.
Ah, okay.
And left $20-plus million in unpaid loans. Julie was sentenced to 7 years in federal prison. Todd got 12 behind bars. The couple was also ordered to pay $17.8 million in restitution. But they maintained their innocence throughout, and their legal team has claimed the trial was marred by illegal searches, unreliable testimony, and biased prosecution.
Well, there you go.
And so
that fills in a lot of blanks.
Now, their daughter, Savannah,
I'm quite sure that this new show is going to be a hit.
Oh!
Right? How could it not be?
Even if you never watched Chrisley's Know Best, again, 10 seasons of reality television, there may be interest just to see how did this all happen.
Right.
And their daughter, Savannah, is a beautiful young woman, but she has been lobbying the president.
This is the one that spoke at the convention?
Yes.
Okay.
And she has been apparently really lobbying to try to get this pardon. And there it is. What's rare, and I don't remember, is usually the president's pardon at the end of their terms.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, but I guess they can do it. We did it at the beginning of his term as well with the January 6th convicted felons, and they were all released. So just kind of, pop culture interest in the fact that this is happening.
Well, that in hard news now because of the prosecution, the sentencing, the pardon, all of that.
Well, Chrisley knows best. Welcome to the weekend, Larry Richard, Big Game Morning Show. In less than 2 weeks now, we've been waiting a long time for the U.S. Open coming back to Oakmont for a record 10th time, and we are honored to have the man, Senior Director of the U.S. Open, Timothy Lloyd. Tim, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Well, we met I guess last year you had already prior to that been working on this Open. How long a process is it?
It depends on the site we go to, but someplace like Oakmont where we have more familiarity, it's usually about 3 or 4 years that we work on an event. Some of the ones we haven't been to, like in LA, Los Angeles Country Club, will be closer to 5 or 6 years. But I came out starting in about 2022 in earnest, begin working on the 2025 Open.
Well, spending so much time at Pittsburgh, how do you like us so far?
I really love it here. I've spent a lot of time here. I was here for the 2016 U.S. Open for a couple of years. My brother and his wife live in Fox Chapel. It's a great place. The weather has not been great, I will tell you that. Everything else, though, really good.
Speaking of, you're right. The people are very friendly, but our weather hasn't been terrific, and hopefully that'll be the case where you get a break 2 weeks from now. However, that storm that came through, we saw it became an iconic image because those infrastructures, those suites and everything that were built around the golf course, some of them, you lost the roof, and is everything back up, ready to go?
Yeah, I'm actually standing out here by our trophy club right now. We did lose it in the storm. Really, something that I've never seen. I've seen happen in pictures, but not in person. Tent was unfinished, so it was a little more prone to some of the winds, but we got it rebuilt in about 12 days. And we're back on schedule. So fortunately, no one was hurt. Everything, really went unscathed. There was about another 100 structures up that had no damage. That one kind of caught it. And again, fortunately, no one was hurt. And we're back where we need to be.
Yeah, amen. And that's the most important part. All right, that said, the logistics. I know this is a Herculean effort to try to figure out how to get people back and forth to the course. So in general, where do you direct people to get the details on how to do that?
Any information about the Open, I'd go to usopen.com. We have a Know Before You Go FAQ page that has details around parking, transportation, public safety, prohibited items list, et cetera. On that would be directions about Monroeville Mall and Hartwood Acres as our two general parking lots, and we will shuttle everybody in from those two locations. We also would direct and working with the likes of Uber and the other rideshare and passenger drop-offs to consolidate that around the 10th Street Elementary School up in Oakmont Borough. But between those three, it's kind of our general transportation operation, and I would encourage people to utilize those resources.
We're with Tim Lloyd, Senior Director of the U.S. Open. And Tim, how many people do you estimate will be coming every day? Obviously, it builds for Saturday and Sunday in particular, but overall, what kind of crowds are we expecting?
Yeah, we'll see about 200,000 throughout the whole week come through the gates. That's, I would say, about 80% of that is guests and ticket buyers and corporate clients, and we have another 20% that's more functional, whether it's our broadcast, our volunteers, our players, our staff. About 200,000 will come through the gates throughout the course of the 7 days.
And I'm curious, for people that don't know, a Open is different than maybe if they don't follow golf very closely, because it's literally open for qualifying amateurs too, like we saw with our own Neil Shipley last year at the Open.
Yeah, we like to call it the ultimate meritocracy. If you're good enough and you can qualify and get in, you can play and win. And that's the beauty of it. It's we had over 10,200 entrants and applications for the U.S. Open this year, which is the most in history. And then that's narrowed down to a smaller group that qualifies, goes through local qualifying into sectional qualifying. Our sectional qualifiers are Monday, June 2nd. So call it golf's longest day with a series of qualifiers around the U.S. And after those on Monday, June 2nd, the rest of our field will be filled to make the 156 players that will play.
So a little drama coming up this Monday already.
Yeah, no, it's a 36-hole qualifier. Again, there's over 10 sites around the country, and it's really a cool event. You see some people that, just are able, like I said, amateurs that just have a great day, and they're able to get in the U.S. Open field. And they go from qualifying for the U.S. Open maybe out in, say, Oregon or California late night on Monday, and they got to figure out how to get to Pittsburgh and play golf in 7 days to try to win a U.S. Open. It's pretty neat.
What makes Oakmont so special and challenging to these extraordinarily talented pros and amateurs?
It's one of the cathedrals of the game, as we say. It's got so much history. It was designed over 100 years ago to be a championship test, to be a tough test. I think that what you'll see out here, the rough is lush, it's thick. The fairways are going to be firm. The greens are going to be firm and fast. And they all just make for great conditions that require excellent shot making. And I think you'll, you know, hard to predict how the weather will play out. But if we get firm and fast, you're going to see a real ball striker win this at this U.S. Open. You've got to keep it the fairway. You got to hit greens. Otherwise, it's going to be really hard to recover.
Tim, I really appreciate you've been very gracious with your time. And we'll talk maybe one more time before. Thank you this morning, and good luck. And we'll keep our fingers crossed for some great weather.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. There he goes. Oh, Tim, that was a great shot. Senior director of the U.S. Open Championship coming to Oakmont in less than 2 weeks.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, the president is coming to West Mifflin for an afternoon rally about the planned partnership between U.S. Steel and Japan-based Nippon Steel.
Under the terms of the deal, Japan is investing in the iconic U.S. company after pushback over previous plans for an outright purchase.
Yeah, that was the sticking point, is the partnership as opposed to a takeover. And coming up right after the news at the top of this hour, we'll check in with West Mifflin Mayor Chris Kelly. He's got to be pretty pumped up.
Giant Eagle's picking up the prescriptions of Rite Aid customers at 78 locations.
What we've been able to do is to ensure really a seamless transition of those pharmacy scripts for those customers to their nearest Giant Eagle pharmacy location.
That is Dan Donovan, Senior Director of Public Relations, and they seem pretty happy. And if I'm a Rite Aid customer, what's attractive is the word seamless. So you don't have to go through all the ropes and bureaucracy to, you know, get signed up.
And another big concert tonight featuring two of country music's biggest stars.
First, it's George Strait, and this is at Acrisure, yeah, tomorrow. And I'm thinking, hang on a second, I got to...
Well, the other half of this, it's a double act, and so George Strait is like the king of country at this moment, and probably on stage with the person who's going to take his place at some point, or could take his place.
Chris Stapleton, 10-time Grammy Award winner. Probably his most notable song is Tennessee Whiskey, and George Strait, 73 years old, has 60 number one hits. So it looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate too. It is supposed to be cool, but more importantly, dry. Thank you, Paul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.